Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 23rd day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masecht Ksuvos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. We've been learning about giving a status, maintaining the status of a shvuya, of a person, of a woman who's been captured. Can she marry a kohen? What do you need for testimony to prove that they are fit for a kohen? We're going to continue on the theme about giving a status of correctness, but this time, can we give a status of a kohen to a person who we're not sure about? Can we be ma'ale l'kohen? What do we need to be ma'ale l'kohen? Now, there are two different aspects that we're going to look at. One is whether the kohen is considered a kohen as far as eating truma. Only a kohen can eat truma, of course. What do we need to grant a person a status to be able to be called a kohen that he can eat truma? And what about marriage? What about kahuna? About the status of being a kohen in terms of yuchsin, when people wanted to marry and wanted to know if they are considered a kohen or not. What do we need to maintain or to give a person, grant a person a status of kohana, which is called yuchsin, as far as yuchsin is concerned. In those days, you had to be a kohen to be granted what's called isha miyuchesses. If you wanted to insist on having a woman of special pedigree, miyuchesses, then you would have to prove that you're a kohen or not, if you wanted to insist on that. So again, what do we need to prove that it's a kohen? We're going to learn now that as far as yuchsin is concerned, as far as marriage is concerned, if you want to prove that you're a kohen and get married to isha miyuchesses, everyone agrees that one aid, one witness is not enough. Everyone agrees. The question is, what about as far as eating truma is concerned? Is one aid considered acceptable or not? And we're going to see why or why not that is acceptable. Says the Mishnah Zayin, Perek-based Mishnah Zayin. V'chein shnei anoshim, and also with two men that are coming to testify that they are kohenim. They're coming into town, we don't know who they are. Zeh omer kohenani, one says, I'm a kohen. Zeh omer, and the other fellow says, kohenani, I'm a kohen. Each one is testifying for themselves that they're a kohen, but they're not saying anything about each other, only about themselves. Ein nem on it. They're not believed, like we had before in the case of the women. They're not believed for themselves. They're not believed to give them truma. Uvizman shehein me'idin zezeh. But if they're testifying for each other, that one says, Reuven says, Shimon's a kohen. I can testify he's a kohen. I'm a kohen too, but Shimon's a kohen. And Shimon does the same thing. He says, I'm a kohen, my friend's a kohen. Hare'ele ne'monin. Then they will be believed to eat truma. Why? Because they are a witness for, each one is a witness for the other. So you do have one aid. And they're believed to eat truma. As far as truma is concerned, the Tana of this Mishnah holds, yes, we can grant a person status of being a kohen. We will give it as far as giving him truma to eat, even though there's only one aid, one independent witness that says so. Mishnah Ches, we're going to see an opposing view. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Malin LaKohen Al Pi Rechot. He argues with the previous Mishnah, the Tana of the previous Mishnah, and he holds that one aid is not believed to give a person the status of a kohen. And this is even in a place where we're not worried about goimlin, about, you know, that one's doing a favor for the other. I'll testify for you if you testify for me, even when there's not that issue. And for sure in the previous Mishnah, where we do have them, where there is a bit of a worry, maybe why Reuven is testifying for Shimon, because he knows Shimon will testify for him. Maybe that's the deal they made. You testify for me, I'll testify for you. There for sure he's going to argue. But even if it's not like that, even just one aid alone is not sufficient, says Rabbi Yehuda, to grant a person a status of kohen, even as far as eating truma is concerned. Now, what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda is so strict? The Gemara explains that this goes back to another machlokes. If you see people eating truma, if you see people giving a person truma to eat, does that mean that you can also treat him as a kohen as far as marriage is concerned? So when he wants to get married to Isha Miyuchesses, a special woman, that we will call him a kohen as well, with special pedigree, Miyuchas. Well, Rabbi Yehuda holds yes. Rabbi Yehuda holds Meilin Mitruma LeYuchsin. We will give a kohen the status of a kohen as far as Yuchsin if we see him eating truma, if we see him being given eat truma to eat. And because of that, says Rabbi Yehuda, you've got to be very careful as to what we need, what we require to give him truma in the first place. Because the flow-on effect he's going to have, that once you trust him, once you make him, grant him the status of a kohen as far as truma, you're immediately opening the path as far as marriage, as far as Yuchsin is concerned, as far as getting married to an Isha Miuchasas, if he insists on Isha Miuchasas. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, be careful, don't give him that status of a kohen just based on one witness, even as far as Truma is concerned, because that gives him straight away the path to Yuchsin. The previous Mishnah holds, no, the previous Mishnah holds that we do not go straight from Truma to Yuchsin. And just because we see a kohen eating or being given Truma to eat, that's not a sign that we, as far as marriage is concerned, will treat him as a kohen. And for that reason, that previous Mishnah held, there's nothing wrong with being Meilin Le Kohuna Al Piedachat for Truma. And therefore he says yes. Omer Rabbi Loza, continues the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Loza further, Amosai, when do we not grant a kohen the status, a person, a status of a kohen on the word of one witness? Bimkoim sheyesh oirin. That's if there are people claiming otherwise. People will say, he's not a kohen, he's posel for kohen. Then we say that we won't do it, we won't grant him the kohuna status with only one witness. Abel bimkoim shein oirin. But if there's if it's a case where there is no, there's no complaints, there's no people saying, objecting to him being a kohen. And there's also, by the way, no problem of goimlin. There's not a worry about one person saying, I'll testify for you if you testify for me. There's not that issue. There's not even a worry of that. Then, malin the kunal pirachon. Then we will allow one witness to be sufficient to grant the person status of kohana. Now, Rabbi Elazar also holds, he also argues at the time of the previous Mishnah, and he holds that therefore when the two are testifying, one for each other, even though you've got one aid for each, that's not good. That is goimlin, and therefore they're not believed. So Rabbi Lozer is somewhere in between Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah here and the previous Mishnah. He's in between. He says that sometimes we will be malikun v'dachot if there's no claim against or goimlin, and sometimes we won't. Now we have yet another opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Hagamliel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan, Malin Lekahuna al Pi Eidachot. He says, yes, we can give a person, grant a person a status of being a kohen, even if it's only one witness. And the Gemara explains, even if there are oirin, even if there are people claiming and saying, there's rumors going around and saying that he's a... He comes from a divorced woman. His father married a divorcee, and therefore, even if his father was a kohen, he's now apostle. He can't be a kohen now. So, the Gemara explains, and then if you have one aide and testifies that he's kosher, that he is a kohen kosher, that'll be fine, and that's sufficient to be mevatel, to quash the rumor, to quash the coil that rumor. Now, what would happen if you had a situation where you had a rumor that he was an apostle for kahuna? One aide came along, testified that he is kosher, and now that's enough, and that puts aside the coil. And then you have two aidim coming along and testify, not just a rumor, two aidim coming along and saying, this guy is a ben grusha, his father married a grusha, and he's apostle for kahuna. And then you had another aide coming along, a witness, and saying, no, he's kosher. Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds that you can use this one witness, even though it's only one witness, and give him the status of kahuna, this last aid. Why? Because we can rely on the first aid that came beforehand and join that aid. So in fact, I've got two aidim going and saying that he is kohen kosher, that he's a kosher kohen, and that will now quash the two aidim, even though I had two aidim, not just a rumor, that said he was a ben grusha. So according to the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying. Even though I've only got one aid now, but because I can join him to the aid that testified beforehand, that gives us two edim, the saying that he's a kohen kosher, and we will maintain his status that he is a kosher kohen. So this is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Askar. Rabbi Lozer, whoever doesn't agree to this, as we said before, Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Lozer hold that you cannot join the two edus. He gave testimony that he was a kohen kosher ages ago, or beforehand. Now you've got another kohen coming, another aid coming along later on and saying that he's a kosher kohen. Sorry, they have to be both together coming to court and testifying that he's a kohen kosher for us to give the person the status of kohen. Until then, no, it's only considered one aid.